Well, so glad that you can join us on a Sunday night here on 760 WJR. It's Spin on Golf. Usual suspects are here. Mike Faye, Jordan Young, Brian Carnes. So much going on in the world of golf tonight. Where do we start, fellas? Should we start with the Truss Golf Scottish Open? Do you want to start with the Champions Tour and the Shaw Charity Classic? Do you want to start with the Wyndham? Where would you guys like to start tonight?
You want to get beat up.
Well,
do you want to get, let's start let me with think the about... Oakmont. Something happened today.
I think we have a champion.
James Pyatt.
Awesome.
United States Amateur.
Champion!
Go green, go white, go Michigan, go BC and Jordan Young. You guys have had a long history with him, and we'll get to that momentarily. But in case people missed it, yes, I joke, I kid. How about James Pyatt, the CC grad, the Michigan State guy, knocks off Austin Greaser at the place where there have been more U.S. Opens than any other place, a beautiful Oakmont in Pennsylvania, 2-1. Just absolutely awesome, fellas. I mean, it's funny for people out there, if you are just tuning in, as excited as you see these guys right now, they have been on cloud 11. Forget cloud 9. We passed that about an hour ago. They have been on cloud 11 for the last half hour. I'm so happy for James, for his family, and certainly for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a storybook ending, I guess. And, you know, I was mentioning earlier to the guys on the wrap that, you know, it's nice for Brian and I to be together today. We played a few holes out here at Prestwick, and, you know, we were both pretty nervous, but we were trying to shut her down and not talk too much about it. But then the telecast came on, we were on our phones, you're playing on the course. I said, hey, we can just go in and watch. We don't need to play anymore. But
let's get done with this golf and go watch golf.
I think we both needed to kind of do something to kind of keep busy a little bit.
Yeah.
As we were holding up the whole golf course, watching on our phones and hitting a few putts and hitting a few shots. But we got to watch the whole back nine. And, you know, I think the turning point was when Bones mentioned that James is going to have a really, really tough time fighting his way back into the match on number 10 tee when he was three down. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. And BC knows all about that, but it was just awesome to see him fight back, get back into it. And eventually BC and I were jumping up and down, crying and screaming and buying everybody a drink in the pub here at Prestwick Village.
Unbelievable. I mean, I gave him the nickname when he was 9 years old, Spunk Dog, because he's got so much fight. He's in the corner. He's by himself. He'll come out every time by himself. And he's got spunk. You saw how he walked. You saw how mellow he was. But you saw his shoulders go up into the back nine. And he made the swings when he had to make them. And he knew the fixes. And he knew what to do. And with Dan Ellis there and Casey, the Michigan State coaches, he knew what to do. He was in pretty calm control of his emotions and his golf swing. And most importantly, the golf ball.
BC, to piggyback on what you said, that par putt, okay, at the end, ice going through his veins. You know, if it was, I'd be pumping the fist. I'd be in full Tiger mode and everything. And he was just like, I just did what I'm supposed to do. That was what my read of that was. It, no big deal. I did what I'm supposed to do. I was meant for this moment. It was really cool to watch.
Yeah, it's whether, you know, we're fishing, you know, he goes, I got four more than you do. Sorry, dude. You know, quietly, he's like the killer quiet giant. You know, he's coming up on you, but next thing you know, he's blowing by at 110 miles an hour. And he's just, he's always been that way. I mean, he works with Graham Polakoff over at OmniKinetics. And Graham says, the guy's over there when I tell him to shut it down. He's still going. He's still lifting weights. He's still going full throttle. He just does way more than he's asked, and he has no problem with it at all.
How would you guys, and Mike, this includes you as well, how would you guys quantify what this means for him? Because I think everybody talks about the exemptions, and that's, you know, that's awesome in and of itself, and we'll get to all the exemptions that he is now privy to. But, I mean, you talk about the some of the biggest names in golf have found a way to do this. I mean, how would you guys all, you know, quantify what this means for this young man? Mike, I guess we'll start with you.
Yeah, when you look at the champions that have won this and where their careers have gone, I mean, you look back, Bryson DeChambeau, I mean, Tiger Woods, like all the way back, and they've had fantastic careers. It's a great stepping stone for James. Really, really excited about it. And like I was talking about with Crosstalk, you know, it means a lot. Talking to the local kids, okay, even at our club, how excited they were to go and watch James because they know James and they look up to him and he's a local kid and all this stuff. It's quite exciting for our area. Really, really cool stuff.
How about you, Jordan, BC?
He's a local kid. He's just, that's mm-hmm. what he is. He's just a local kid that loves to play golf and it just runs in his veins. And he's just a nice person. He really is just a nice, nice kid.
He really works hard, you know, the whole nine yards, right? Player development from when they were young and him and his brother and how competitive they were together. And James was just, he was a pit bull. And, you know, we were talking to Casey all week, Casey Luban from Michigan State. And I kept saying, hey, if two guys go into a room, into a cage in a dark room, I want James on my ballot to come out. I don't care who the other guy is. He's coming out. And I thought that same way on number 10 tee. I'm like, all right, he's in the cage. He's bloody. He's bleeding. He's been knocked down about six times. And guess who came out? James Pyatt.
You know, I told this story to one of the reporters this afternoon, and they asked me, he goes, what made him so special? I gave him, remember Jordan handed him off to me when he was 8.5, 9 years old, whatever. And the first thing he asked me, and I thought he was kind of a smart aleck at the time, he goes, how are you going to get me to the PGA Tour? And he wasn't laughing. The kid was not laughing. And
well, he might have been about 12 or 13 then.
Yeah, he was pretty special kid. I mean, he's just always had that look in his eye, like he just wants to keep learning. He wants to keep getting better. And he knows he doesn't know everything, but he knows he has a little bit of that flair and talent.
He's humble.
He's very humble.
Very yep. humble. Yep.
Yeah, in case you guys don't know some of the exemptions, how about this? Not only the next 10 years of the U.S. Amateur, next year's U.S. Open, the following year's Masters Tournament, the following year's Open Championship. Absolutely awesome.
And BC likes to call it, the Masters isn't a major, but it's an invitational.
It's an invitational.
Well, guess what? He is invited.
He's
now.
Invited.
Sorry. Just throw that in there.
Hey, and you know what, Mike, I think you hit on something. This is awesome for every young kid in our backyard that has worked with you, that has worked for Jordan, that has worked with BC, that is out there working right now as we speak, because you know what? Hey, if this kid can from Michigan can do it, you know what? That's what I'm aiming for. It's awesome. It's dare to dream, baby. And here's a kid that made it come true today. It's just a great, great story. I mean, this is overused in the sporting world, but I'll tell you what, feel good story, top to bottom. It's mm-hmm. awesome. And to see the people that know him, to see you guys so excited, I think that speaks volumes to what type of kid James Pyatt is.
And his parents.
Yep.
And his parents, Glenn and Judy. I mean, you know, Brian knows them a lot deeper than I do, but I've known them for a long time too. Just, you know, cut and dry people, great people, but they know what it takes to be a champion. And they put the onus in Brian to say, hey, look at what's it going to take? And they haven't held back at all. You've had a lot of heart-to-hearts with them in the past bunch of years.
It's been great.
Obviously, it's come down to awesome. Work out in the end.
Great stuff. We'll have more on this coming up later in the show. Hopefully, a special guest as well. I know we have one special guest working on another. Lots going on in the world of golf. Don't you go anywhere. We're talking about it right here. It's Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Well, so much going on in the golf world today, whether it be at lovely Oakmont, whether it be many tournaments that we'll get to in the next few minutes as well, or if it's in our own backyard, a place not too far from me, as a matter of fact, Prestwick Village Golf Club out there in Highland, kindly joining us on the show right now at their beautiful facility is Brett Golding. He is the director of golf at Prestwick Village. And first of all, Brent, really appreciate you taking the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't start here. Being right in our backyard, James Pyatt is on everybody's mind and pretty much everybody's lips as well. I heard you talking about it during the break. A lot of people out there at the beautiful Prestwick Village are talking about it. Your thoughts on this young man and what he accomplished at Oakmont today?
So as an amateur golfer, I don't know if there's probably a bigger one. So him winning the U.S. Amateur represents Michigan, and I know he works with Jordan and BC here, so that is quite the accomplishment and a whole lot of pride here out of Michigan, I'm sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Speaking of Michigan, pretty cool event happening on your course. Again, the director of golf at Prestwick Village, Brent Golding, kindly joining us. Tell everybody about what's going on out there the next couple of days.
So starting tomorrow, we are privileged and honored to host the 100th Michigan PGA. The cool thing is Justin Phillips reached out to myself last year and said, hey, we're coming up on the 100th Michigan PGA, and you guys hosted the 100th Michigan Open, and what a credit that would be to host at the same facility. So we jumped all over it, and the board of directors supported the opportunity, and we're really excited to showcase some of the best PGA professionals here at Prestwick Village.
Well, Brent, I'm sure you know this. Our own BC has golfed on every single golf course known to man in the history of man. It's got to be excited to be at Prestwick, eh, BC?
Yeah, it's a cool place. I remember I was talking today with Bob Ackerman and Jordan, kind of a flashback of the grand opening, how they sodded a lot of the back of the golf course, and I couldn't believe at that time that somebody could sod that many acreage. It was incredible. It's an incredible piece of property, and it's grown and matured into one of the best in the state of Michigan, and the greens right now are cooking, and I'm sure tomorrow they'll really be cooking. It's a really cool spot.
Once again, kindly joining us, Brent Golding, the director of golf at Prestwick Village. Brent, I want to ask you while we have you, I hate to use this term, but I'm going to use it anyway. There seems to be a boom about golf the last couple of years. Just when you think it couldn't get any bigger, it really seems to have gotten bigger in the last couple of years. And like so many things during COVID, you know, you wondered how this was going to be or that was going to be. It seems like the golfing world has gotten even bigger. Is that your read on things?
Absolutely. Obviously, with COVID, there wasn't a whole lot that people could do, and the opportunity to get out and feel kind of safer outside. Most people took advantage of that. So we are seeing rounds through the roof. We're seeing new people gravitate to golf and take it on, and our membership's through the roof here at Prestwick. So, yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity for golf.
While we have you for another moment, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you to tell everybody, you know, what you love about Prestwick. Obviously, you wouldn't be there if you didn't love it, but think of this as your opportunity to let people know about your beautiful facility.
Instantly, when you ask me a question like that, it's the uniqueness of the family-oriented community. We've got 300-plus homes here where they're looking out of their backyard onto their phenomenal golf course. There's just so much pride and family interconnectedness that we have here for the membership. So I get to see the kids grow up, and people just are steadfast, have been here forever. So a lot of wonderful relationships and a very unique place with them living here and having their own cart and getting to come right outside after work and come play golf pretty much day and night. So
great stuff. Brent Golding, again, director of golf, Prestwick Village. I would tell you guys good luck the next few days, but I know you got this. Let's hope the weather the next few days is as beautiful as it is today. My goodness gracious, what a great thing that would be for golf.
Yeah, I mean, today was perfect. So we're looking forward to a perfect 3 days.
Excellent. Brent, appreciate your time. Best of luck.
Thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Brent Golding, the director of golf at Prestwick Village. out there in Highland. And BC I was talking about this weather. Is this the type of day that a guy like you loves the most? I'm trying to remember if this was your ideal day. Maybe a little bit warmer. Is that how does a day like this rank?
5 to 7 degrees warmer, maybe 10% humidity. But I tell you what, the golf ball was absolutely humming today. And thank God, because Prestwick's maybe a little long for me. But, yeah, this is – if you don't like it right now in Michigan – you probably shouldn't be alive, because it is awesome right now.
Amen to that. Awesome. No doubt about it. And I think Mike Faye's skin tone can talk to that. Oh, for those of you on StreamYard right now. Mike, we were talking about that. You and I have that Irish blood coursing through our veins, and I have no other way to say it. Lobster is what happens to guys like you and I when we get too much sun.
I believe me, I did – on Sean, I did. Apparently, I needed a paintbrush to put it on today.
Mike Faye's going.
Hey, did they know that James Pyatt won the U.S. Amateur today?
U.S. company won the U.S. Amateur today.
That's so good.
I think we're contractually obligated to mention that every 2 minutes during the show, so I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen at Oakmont, Canton's own, Michigan State's own, Catholic Central's own. James Pyatt came out on top 2-1. He is the U.S. Amateur Open champion.
Hey, I got a question. Does that trump? It does trump. It's not even a question. Yeah. All those state championships the hockey team has won? Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
100%. Every one of them.
Nobody born in the state of Michigan has ever won the United States Amateur Championship.
That's pretty cool.
Ever. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And there's been a couple good players out of Michigan, I think.
Yeah, a couple. Chuck Koshius. Yeah, couple. Tom Draper. Yeah, okay.
Draper, Koshius.
Yeah, I mean, it goes on and on and on. Long time ago.
Sky's the limit for this kid, right? Yeah, I don't think that's an overstatement, right? The sky's the limit for this kid.
Well, I think he'll come back and get his feet on the ground. And, of course, he'll be back in the gym. What's today, Sunday? Yeah, he'll be back in the gym tomorrow about noon with Graham, and then he'll be hitting balls at Fox Hill tomorrow afternoon, because that's just who he is.
Yeah.
But
maybe we'll see the trophy.
Oh, my God.
That'd be fun.
Wow. That'll be really cool.
That'll be really cool.
Yeah, that'll be really cool. Trophy. Yeah. Yeah. I think we got – did we send a picture to a reader?
Yeah, I did.
I think – I don't know if you got it yet. You know, it's – probably coming across the snail mail, but we sent a nice little picture to Rieger with the trophy.
Anyway, we should probably tune in to Mike Faye here and find out who won the woman's.
Oh, there's Scottish Open. Look at that picture.
Yeah, nice. Dog.
Way to go, Rieger.
The dog.
Man. Look at Rieger. Rieger. Yeah, for those of you that are watching on YouTube, StreamYard, whatever these technological things are called, I'll just tell you this: it's a beaut, and the kid. That's a million-dollar smile as well. That's just a great, great pick. Absolutely.
That is so cool.
God, man, it looks a lot better than it does on my phone. God damn. Yeah, it does. Good job, good. Dave.
It does look good.
Well, as you said, BC, the Trust Golf Women's Scottish Open today over the pond in Fife, Scotland. Let's check in with our correspondent, Mike Faye, to tell us how things turned out in Scotland. Mike.
Yes, Fife. Beautiful. I'll tell you what, something happened that hasn't happened in 228 starts for Ryan O'Toole. If you have followed her career, she won today, which was really cool. How about that?
That's cool.
Finished at 17 under with 271. Lydia Ko coming in second. I caught a little bit of it on the TV. I tell you what, that golf course is beautiful, Sean. Wow, really nice.
It is. Two places that I'll never forget. Going to Ireland, going to Scotland. It just, folks, it's as beautiful as it looks. I'll just leave it at that. It's absolutely beautiful over there.
Yes,
I mean, how couldn't it be any good? You're looking due south at Muirfield.
Due south.
I mean, due south of Muirfield. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Right across the water. Yeah,
right across the water. No big deal.
The compass guy over here, due south. Which way are we facing right now?
Right there, right there. We're facing due west. We're facing, actually, we're facing 250, 270.
Look at that. He knows. He knows his directions, right? He definitely knows his directions.
My wife says,
"Or he's got a lot of people fooled on it."
My wife says, "I don't follow directions," but that's a different story.
So, congratulations to Ryan O'Toole. As Mike said, three-stroke winner today in Fife, Scotland, 17 under. She is your champion. We will get to the Wyndham as well. The Wyndham Championship today in Greensboro. Championship Tour as well was in Calgary, as they call it, Jordan. You well know.
Calgary.
Lots of stuff to get to before we're out of here. Don't you go anywhere. It is Spin on Golf on a Sunday night right here on 760 WJR. You know, by the way, I don't know if you guys know this, but James Pyatt won the U.S. Amateur Championship there. I got it out there for Jordan.
No.
Just in case you guys, oh, look, there's a picture too. If you don't believe me,
I just talked to him. I just talked to him 10 seconds ago.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
I just talked to him and he's,
oh, that is just awesome. Once again, yes. I mean, can't say this enough. James Pyatt, 2021 U.S. Amateur Open champion. And Jordan, one thing before we get to a question that Mike Fay posed during the break, one thing that I did not mention on his list of exemptions, you just mentioned a pretty cool one. I mean, one of the more famous courses there is. I don't think there's any debate about that. Jordan, he is now a full-fledged member at Oakmont.
So cool.
Yeah. BC, we're getting, it's funny how many texts you get. I mean, BC is like scrolling through, he's got like 45 texts, and I'm like, and I'm scrolling through, I'm as much 45, but I get a bunch of texts, and all kinds of crazy stuff comes in. He goes, wow, he's a member at Oakmont.
Member,
now.
Right there. It
I
says
said,
right
seriously,
there.
A member.
Officially
a member,
At Oakmont.
Wow. That's pretty cool. And how he can go play Augusta.
Starting January 1st, and he can play January 2nd, all the way till April 7th. Keep playing, buddy.
Who's he, Jordan? Who's he paired with? You were telling us during the break. You already know who he's paired with.
Who won the Masters last year?
Some guy named Matsuyama.
Ah.
And then some other guy from Spain. I think his name was Rom.
He's got to play with those guys.
You guys heard of him?
Maybe we can get a better pairing. I'll see what I can do. Maybe I'll call Ridley and say, hey, could you give us a better pair?
Yeah. let's start working on James. James, you know what? We need Rom and we need Matsuyama on the show now, okay? I mean, just get him on the show and we're going to get him on speed dial, okay?
Yeah. We want him to say, hey, Mr. Matsuyama, you remember that club pro that threw you a yellow ball at Whistling Straits and we played together and said yellow ball? And I caught it, and he's like, no yellow ball.
No yellow ball.
He's a Srixon guy, right? And BC plays yellows, and he's like, yellow ball.
Yeah.
And Ice K was like, oh, no yellow ball.
Oh, that's great. Mike, you had a great question to pose to the guys, BC in particular, for you. I'm going to let you pose it, Mike. I thought that was a great question because something happened today, only the third time in PGA Tour history this happened. So I'll let you pose that question.
Yes, BC. We had a six-man playoff today for the Wyndham Championship. What is the most amount of players you've been in for a playoff for a tournament?
To win a tournament or qualify for an event?
To win.
To win a tournament. The Michigan, the GAM Junior, there was five of us for one.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
A long time ago. Yeah, I was back in the late 70s. Yeah, I forgot about that. Thanks, Mike.
Well, we hope you won, BC.
All right, how about for qualifying? I have to, since you brought it up, qualifying. How about for qualifying?
My first USAM, there was 11 for two.
And I got one of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was very cool.
Well, today at Greensboro, Mr. Kisner, who has not won since 2019, pulled off the victory, knocking it snugly up to 3 feet.
Snuggly.
Snuggly. Good word.
Which was very, very nice. And we had a sighting, guys. I see his name up here on the leaderboard, who was also in the playoff, an Adam Scott sighting.
Wow.
Yes.
Hello.
He was needed in the money.
I heard he was a little low.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been a little low on money.
Yep. And
Kisner's a lot like James.
Yeah.
They've got some similar
kind of silent
grind factor.
Kind of silent, kind of
spunk.
Yeah, he's got spunk.
A little bit of spunk.
Yep. Quiet assassin.
You know, I mentioned Calgary as well, Jordan. A young man from Calgary, Roger Sloan, one of the guys in that playoff as well.
Yeah, he didn't get her done, but he got there, right? He was 15 under. I mean, hey,
cool place.
Good for him. And I don't know where that puts him. I don't know if he was in the I don't know if he got into the FedEx or not, but I don't know how many FedEx points they get for finishing T2 with five guys, but
goes 500, 400, and then keep tying them down. But that definitely didn't hurt them.
No. And Brian Stewart moved up from 91 to 85. So, and Brian mentioned we were on the course today, you know, how much money Brian Stewart has won. What was the number?
$11.5 million.
$11.5 million on the PGA Tour.
He didn't win the US Am.
He did not win the US Am.
He didn't win the Michigan Am.
He went to Oakland University, though. Right?
You guys made $11.5 million on the PGA.
He did not
Tour.
Win the USAM. By the way, James Pye did.
Yeah.
but yeah, I mean, that's pretty unbelievable career.
Yeah, there he
so
is.
So far, and he's Stewart. Not done. Yeah, he's not done.
That's made. He made $232,000 a day. Not bad.
Not
Mr.
bad.
Stewart.
Not bad.
Yep. And he will be playing in his, I think it's seventh year in a row FedEx Cup or eighth year in a row FedEx Cup. And that's about where he's finished 85th every year. So. Good job, Stewie. Another good year for him.
Mike, have you been keeping an eye on what happened in Calgary at the Shaw Charity Classic on the Champions Tour?
I have. We've got Doug Barron coming in at 18 under. Look at this. This doesn't happen very often. 64, 64, 64. Right in a row. Playing good golfing.
That easy.
How about that? How about that, BC?
That's
64.
Cool.
Yes, it is.
I like that place. That was my only decent finish in the Champions Tour event. That's why I like the place. But anyway.
And you know what? It's funny following this along, fellas. He had to play that well because, you know, Steve Flesch was with him. The whole step of the 64, 65, 65. He ends up winning the tourney by two strokes over Steve. But, that's a lot of pressure, you know, to hit the trifecta of 64 with a guy breathing down your neck. He earned that, did Doug Barron?
He did. Great player for a long time, right, BC? Awesome.
I think it's the second one, isn't it? The one last year also, or maybe earlier this year, but Doug's a little bulldog too. He another guy that got a little bit better as he got a little bit older.
He did. Absolutely.
Getting back to Mr. Pyatt, by the way, our fine, fine producer, Dave, the Kingpin Rieger, told us that there were staff picks today before the final of the U.S. Amateur Open. And the staff picks for who they thought was going to win the U.S. Amateur was Lance Ringler, Austin Greaser, Julie Williams, Austin Greaser, Adam Woodward, Austin Greaser. How'd that turn out, fellas? Did Greaser end up winning that?
Well,
what?
I managed to post this just before I say that. But by
Marshall,
the way,
fired.
Greaser lost to a kid named James Pyatt.
Yeah, runner up.
Who's from Canton, Michigan?
But they're still going to stay in the crow's nest at Augusta.
Together?
Yeah, probably in a separate bedroom. Upstairs in the clubhouse at Augusta.
That's
not
pretty cool.
Bad.
That'll be pretty cool to have them chit chat a little bit about this in a year's time.
He might get over it by then, but James won't.
I like to talk a little bit in the next segment. You know, with this whole NCAA thing, with, you know, athletes being able to turn some revenue and stuff like that, how this might completely change things. And, you know, we talk about life changing. You know, BC's been fielding a bunch of text messages and calls and different things. But, I mean, it gets pretty serious. And it's amazing how quickly people reach out and want to get a hold of these athletes. It's pretty cool.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I've gotten a lot of notifications from a couple of the club companies. What would your guy be interested in? I'm like, he's not my guy. He's nobody's guy. He's his own guy. But you know, you'd have to talk to him. And you know, James is smart enough, and his dad's smart enough to make the right decisions for James going forward. But he's committed to go to the state, and he's committed to obviously staying the course the way he was, and that's the person he is. He's committed to Casey Lubon and Michigan State. Go green
and white.
Go white.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
You so, got it.
Yeah, very cool. It's very cool.
I even have my green pants on, and they aren't Eastern Michigan green pants. I told Casey, I said, I got my green pants on.
Yeah, I'll show everybody. I got my Spartan cap right here, so yeah. we'll show everybody that. I think everybody's a little Spartan today, no doubt about that. BC, you are in such a great mood, but the question begs to be asked, do you have a pow this week?
A pow?
A pow. Oh, man.
He's in such a good mood. We might not have one this week.
I don't know. You never know with BC.
Uh-huh.
Hold on tight. Uh-huh.
Stay tuned. Lots to get to. One more segment on a Sunday night. We are having fun. In case you missed it, James Pyatt wins the U.S. Amateur Open. Congratulations to James. We're very happy for James. Let the fist pumps continue here. Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. Well, this is such a cool picture. I mean, that's the picture that you can't put a price tag on that picture, folks, that we're looking at. For those of you in the radio audience, I apologize. Obviously, you can't see it. For those of you watching us on Facebook or StreamYard Live or whatever it's called, the picture of Canton's own, Catholic Central's own, Michigan State's own, the state of Michigan's own, James Pyatt holding the U.S. Amateur Open trophy with his mom and dad. And I believe that, did you say that's his brother, Tim BC?
That's Glenn Jr. We call him the Tin Man.
Okay, my apologies for that.
And Spunk Dog.
Spunk Dog is actually
just a great photo right there. I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, the family all together. Standing there on a beautiful afternoon on a beautiful course. I mean, really a legendary course. Not much more to add. I think the picture tells the story there.
BC, you texted with Glenn Sr.
Yep.
Over the course of the week, and obviously you were out there with him, I think Monday and Tuesday, or maybe it was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And we was texting you like, he's done. He's done.
So
when was
bad.
That? When was
he's
it?
He's a 10 handicap. He's a 13 handicap wedge player. He's terrible. He's going to be an accountant. This kid's terrible.
He's going to be an accountant.
This kid's a
He's going to be counting his money.
Yeah. Well, he went to me. He says, what the hell you been doing with this kid all this time? He can't hit a wedge on the green. He's terrible.
So he's texting him while he's in the event.
Oh, yeah.
When
yeah.
was this? On
Oh, it was Tuesday. It was Wednesday. It was Thursday. It was Friday. I keep – and then Casey took over, obviously, yesterday and today – because Casey got there, and then TV took over too. But Casey didn't say anything derogatory, unlike his dad. But that's what that's kind of our little game. Glenn and I was like, let's see how bad we can knock him down and see how much he can prove us wrong. And he always has. It's been great, you know.
I remember texting a buddy of mine, Matt Williams, who's a sports agent with a bunch of the hockey guys, and he goes, wow, James had a rough one today. I'm like, what do you mean? It's the first round. He's playing Oakmont. It's playing impossible. He had like, I think he would finish maybe 10th or 12th in round one.
Yeah.
And then he was flipping to play I don't want to say the easier course the second day, but I'm like, you wait tomorrow. He'll shoot one, two or three under and he'll be right there. And sure enough, he did. And I don't know. He finished, I think he bogeyed the last hole, but he finished maybe 28th or 9th or 30th or I don't know.
Yeah. 31. He was 31 seed. Yeah.
But he fought back. He was 2 or 3 under. That was when that huge rain delay occurred. And then, boom, he started knocking guys off. And then Matt would text me and be like, "Wow, he's on fire." I go, "Well, this is what he does. He just takes guys' numbers and takes them out." Yeah. I go, "I'm not surprised." But and then somebody asked me inside today, here today, was he expected to win? I go, "I don't think anybody's expected to win the U.S. Amateur. You have to qualify through thousands of qualifiers, and then you have to get in the top 64 out of 300 and how many players. And then, you know, you've got to go through the match play. I mean, it's a gauntlet." And he's, I don't know how many rounds he played in the last week, but my kid texted me today and he said, "I can't wait to watch James, but there's no way I would be able to do this in a cart for 36 holes, let alone walk it." And I'm like, "Really? I mean, okay, all right." But anyways, it's just amazing to see how he fought through and the gauntlet that he's been in for what, BC, like the last month and a half?
Yeah, well, I would say 6 months. It started right in March. You know, he won the Indiana tournament down there. He shot 2 under at a really, really hard golf course. He won by a bunch. And then since then, he's just been top five in it, regionals, top five, NCAA finals he went to, and then the North-South. He had a little hiccup there. I think that gave him the chip on his shoulder where he didn't make it in the match play. And ever since then, the Western Am, he made it, and then he won the GAM last week. And then he went to U.S. Amateur the week after. I mean, this has been.
Lost.
Look back at this year. Oh, there we go. I really have a hard time seeing anybody else in Michigan. Have this kind of a track record, you know, going into a major tournament and then winning the major tournament. Pretty incredible.
Some nice comments for you, BC. I'm going to give you some flowers here. These are some nice comments. "Great job, BC, for working so hard for your students and being the consummate mentor and golf dad to James Pyatt. Amazing to watch this kid grow up, work so hard to achieve this." And boy, I'll tell you what, all jokes aside, watching how excited Jordan and BC are with this, it's making me feel excited. You know, and I've only talked to the kid once in my lifetime, but it's making me feel excited. And that's pretty stinking cool. All right, we've got just a couple minutes left. Jordan, for people out there that don't know, Jordan was a college golfer. As a matter of fact, many, many moons ago, about 28 years worth of moons, as a matter of fact, is when I met Jordan, when we were both out in Ypsilanti on the beautiful campus of Eastern Michigan. We both did. Mine was really long. I'll show you a picture. You'll get a good chuckle out of it. But Jordan, hey, listen, the landscape is changing. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of things changing, right? We're all getting a little older, and the kids and the players and golfers are getting better. And I mean, things are changing every day, and just happy myself to be able to still play some golf and be able to still watch these kids grow into young men and players. And James is a perfect example, from 6, 7, 8 years old, and now he's a fine young man at 22, and he's going to be a professional golfer one day, and he's going to make us all proud. And it's just cool to see these kids grow up and be awesome young men.
I'm going to be really intrigued to see how this ruling in the NCAA affects kids as well. I mean, guys are making money now. It is reported the quarterback, who hasn't, oh, by the way, played a single game yet down at Alabama, already has $1 million worth of endorsement. There was a picture making the rounds down at Ohio State that Marky Mark Wahlberg gave one of the Buckeye players a truck down in Columbus. I mean, This is going to be huge in the golfing world as well.
Yeah, I think so. As you know, a lot of the teams now are flying private. I mean, you can't believe how much the golf teams now, the men and the women's golf teams, are self-funded. Not to be a snobby golf type person, but the accumulation of wealth in the golf world can definitely compare to any other sport or even above it. So I look for this to go, I don't know, right through the roof, Sean. It's going to go berserk.
All right. We have about a minute left. Here's the moment of truth. BC, do you have a POW?
Yep.
You got one?
I got one.
Really? Actually, I have one.
I got one. Let me turn my hat on because I don't want
to. Oh, boy.
Disgrace.
Oh, boy.
The great place. For all you people who don't play golf, you're a punk. You don't know what you're missing. You're a punk. You don't know what you're missing. You're a punk. Get with it. Come join us and play golf.
Play golf, people.
That was like a WWF thing. Right.
Wow. I'm not even going up. Yeah, that was unbelievable.
Hey, folks, James Pyatt, U.S. Amateur James Open champion. Yes, he won. Look, there's a picture to prove it as well. Mike Fay, always a pleasure. Jordan Young, sir. BC, always a pleasure. Jason Fissler back at the studio. My buddy, the Kingpin, Dave Rieger. For everybody involved, my name is Sean Beligian saying until next week, thanks for joining us here on 760 WJR Spin on Golf.